New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, all that good stuff that we all love, enjoy, simp about, talk about, think about, sleep about.
Haley, dream about? Dream.
Uh-oh. What kind of dreams are we talking about here, Haley?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. We won't get into that. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in, because this podcast is pretty much available on all major streaming platforms. And Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. But we're mainly on Instagram, to be honest. I feel like we haven't posted on TikTok in a long time.
No. Because we were always wary and worried about, with what's going on with TikTok.
TikTok disappearing.
Yeah, in America specifically. Mm-hmm. But we just have been posting more casually on Instagram. And You can always hit us up. And we like posting reels of funny K-pop related groups. I always post a lot about the girl groups. Mm-hmm. I do have some guy group stuff. Like when I find some funny like 80s and Stray Kids stuff.
Jin
too, of course. I mean like BTS in general. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's where you can catch us. And you can also catch us at Anime Expo. We're going to be there this whole weekend. Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
I'm tired. I'm exhausted thinking about it already,
right? Well, guess what? Today, we will be talking about a lot of hype groups. Mm-hmm. Haley, you will be more tired because for some reason, after all these hype groups, you have a lot of Stray Kids.
That's not my fault. I told you guys it was coming. Like, as soon as they come back, season is here. It's going to be a lot of Stray Kids.
You have a lot of Stray Kids stuff. Mm. I was like, oh my goodness. Do you even know how much you put?
Nope.
There is so much Stray Kids. But of course, like I said, we're going to talk a lot of hype groups because I have to talk about, some Le Sserafim, some New Jeans, a little sprinkle of Eyelet. We're going to talk about Hybe's application, their game app. It's a rhythm game. That is available, I believe, on Android and on iPhone,
Android.
Right? It's on everything.
Why wouldn't it be on all Android?
You're right. I have no other words about that. But it seems like, yeah, we have a lot to talk about in terms of that. We have a lot of groups to cover because we have a lot of music videos that we talked about last week that we had watched. They dropped. You're right. They dropped. We watched them. We will cover some of those and some talk about a little bit of that. And I think we should just get started. Oh, and then we were playing Triple Z, Zenless Zone Zero, because it just came out.
That's like Hoyo game.
Makers of Genshin Impact and Star Rail, yeah. Because I think it just basically came out today when we're recording this, so we just logged in to see how it is. Pretty cool.
It's cool.
The storyline is cool because it's like comic strips, and I won't get too into it because, of course, this is not the Anna Munchies podcast anymore, Haley. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. But yes, I mean, it's like has like Persona vibes because it's like they have alter egos and it's similar to Devil May Cry because of the fighting, except you can't jump for some reason.
That's fine. They jump in battle.
In battle-ish, right? But the gameplay is fast. It's like Devil May Cry and there's like stuff like hollows that remind me of like dungeons from Solo Leveling and there's even like fighting enemies and they have like kaiju cores. I don't know. There's just a lot going on. But that's it for gaming and whatever. Let's go to K-pop because K-pop, we have a good amount of comebacks still. And I've had a random like drop, like single that I guess maybe it was there, but I did not know about it. They just, I saw on Spotify, like Spotify lets me know when artists I listen to have like new drops and IVE is one of them. And they have a song called Summer Festa that dropped, I believe, about five days ago, almost like a week ago now. And it was so out of nowhere. It was a good song because, you know, I haven't heard it. I found out, though, that it was one of their other Pepsi collab songs. That's why. So it wasn't even like under the like the K-pop directory of comebacks.
I see.
So that was interesting. So it was like, yeah, one of the Pepsi
promotional Starship
project releases. It's good, though, of course, because, you know, IVE. July 3rd, aespa had released their Japan debut single, Hot Mess. We'll talk about that. Also, TXT. Actually, we didn't watch this.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we did.
I forgot about this. So
we were watching like their old music videos.
Seriously, we were listening to Crown and Our Summer.
Yeah.
And we didn't even think about listening to this shit. What the hell? So TXT had their Japanese single, their fourth one, actually, called Chikai. And the title track is We'll Never Change.
Chikai!
So July 8th, G-Idol will have their seventh mini album finally coming down, I Sway. Can't wait to see them when they tour. And title track is Klaxon. That sounds like something from Star Trek. Taeyeon.
Klingon.
Taeyeon has one of the K-pop queens herself, right? Has a single coming out called Heaven. And then, what is this, Haley? Extinary, right?
Yes.
Extinary Heroes has their digital single called Open, I don't know, like ETA version 6.2. I don't freaking know. Is that supposed to be bait? I don't even know what the hell. Yeah, so there you go. If you know, you know. July 9th, Weekly has a title track, Lights On, for their sixth mini album. July 10th, we have Dreamcatcher. Title track is Justice, and it's for their 10th mini album called Virtuous. And of course, Haley, would you like to do the honors for the next one?
Boy Next Door will have their first JP album release. It's a single called And.
Like Joko,
A-N-D.
Joko and Haley. July 12th in Hypen is going to be releasing their second, I think, if it's a studio album, I think it's a full album, right? Called XO, Only If You Say Yes. And in Hypen has pretty damn good song, so looking forward to this.
Their concept drops for this album have been really, really good.
Super, like cool. Damn, like, they look good. Is it the one that you showed me the video of?
No, that wasn't. Oh, no, that's an older song. But then this one was the one where Sonu looks not like Sonu.
Oh, like the he's this blonde member.
But he looks like, it doesn't look like him, but it does. Like, I think he's just maturing, I think, and his face looks really
chiseled, I guess. When we all watched them in Island, Into the Island, like, they were young as hell.
They're too
so
young.
They all definitely, you know, hit puberty.
Yeah,
hit it pretty hard.
They look really good in these concept photos. I was like, okay, I'm glad we're seeing them at KCON.
Yes. Oh, that's true. I keep forgetting.
I forgot, yeah, too, right. But I was like, damn, we're going to see
you're
them.
You're right. We will be seeing them at KCON, and we will be seeing whoever else sees us at KCON, right? Let's see. Because I think we talked about it. We had one of our listeners like a couple years back.
Yeah.
Notice Haley. She's like hard to miss with her pink hair. And then realized it was us and we took a picture and I never posted it and I feel so bad still. Let's see. The music videos that we watched. Let's kind of go over that. So this whole week was kind of busy. Lisa had a rock star music video drop by her own production company, like her solo thing,
yes.
Right?
Loud.
But instead of teaching us Thai, she's teaching us Japanese.
Yeah. I mean, I like the song.
I was like, what?
Okay.
But yeah, that was a very interesting song. I told Haley, I was like, I feel like it doesn't hit like, for me, Money does. But it's still a good song. It's catchy in its own way. And of course, you know, all us fellow Blinks will still like and support it. It's awesome because like I saw Jenny, you know, like posted it. There was like some weird article. I didn't even get into it, like saying how they have like shit with each other. But it's like, what the? Didn't you just see like Jenny had just like posted that?
I don't know. So weird.
I feel like a lot of these K-pop article like social media like news outlets like try to find whatever they can find that like K netizens or random people are posting about and trying to make articles out of it because they have nothing else to talk about.
All right, they just want drama.
Drama mama. Okay, Stacy. Cheeky Icy Thang.
Yes.
Music video. I liked the video in general, actually. It was cool how they did it. It's like reminiscent of like it just made me think like they walked through like this like Universal Studios like back
that's
lot.
What it looked like, but I don't think it was here.
No, I don't think so either. But that's what it, because it reminded me, like, you know, all the videos we've been watching recently from like even from like Nayeon to even like Jungkook, Jin. Mm-hmm. It looked like it, but I don't think it. It didn't look exactly mm-hmm. like any of the backlot stuff. But we listened to their album too. It's 14 songs, so full. It's a real full mm-hmm. album. It's cool. They have different solos and then random like unit songs mm-hmm. between like the members. Everything is super good, super doing their thing, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll be seeing them also at
their
KCON.
Icy thing.
They're, yes, Haley, thank you very much for the clarification. We also listened to Baby Monster. So Baemon did release Forever music mm-hmm. video. It was like they were like at a hotel,
mm-hmm.
like some like high end hotel to hang out. Overall, it's like I like it too, but I still like the last song mm-hmm. more.
I like this song.
This one's good too. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything is growing on me. I don't even know, like, I wonder if they're in my top 10. They might be there now in the top 10 list. You know who also might be in the top 10 list?
XG!
That's true, but they're that's not who I was going to say.
Never mind then.
yeah, XG is definitely, not even maybe, definitely. Mm. After Woke Up, I've been kind of, like, obsessed with them lately. Mm. I even watched, like, some of their vlogs.
Yeah, I watched some too with
and
them.
And it's cool, right? Because it's, like, interesting because it's, like, we all know they speak English, like, Maya's like the only member that really speaks it super like fluently, mm-hmm. like conversationally. But it's cool because it's a little refreshing for me. And as Haley and I watch a lot of anime, so we're kind of mm-hmm. weebs, we hear a lot of Japanese.
Right.
When we watch all these other K-pop groups do their vlogs, all their variety shows, it's all Korean.
Yeah.
But when XG does their vlogs and all that, it's in Japanese and they sprinkle in some English. Mm-hmm. It's freaking, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. And I really like the members. I really like Woke Up. It goes hard. That mm-hmm. I told Haley, that's probably like the hardest K-pop song I've heard in a long time. Like, mm-hmm. in maybe ever.
Mm-hmm.
That song goes so hard and it's freaking awesome because it's all in English. So I can actually understand all the rap.
Sing along.
I could rap along. But the thing is, the rap is not like English. It's literally English.
Mm-hmm.
It's... The pronunciation and enunciation is so good.
Right.
It's so crystal clear. And I was watching, you know, I went down the rabbit hole a little bit. They all practiced and all did a lot of voice and speaking mm-hmm. pronunciation lessons for Japanese and Korean. Obviously for Japanese. English and Korean,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they have to promote in Korea as mm-hmm. well. So that's what's really interesting. And I really have been enjoying XG, even though they were not even on this list, Haley.
Sorry.
Let's go back to the list of music videos. Kiss of Life mm-hmm. was the group, Haley, that mm-hmm. you cock-blocked me with XG.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with their song called Sticky. if anything, they were more just wet during the music video.
I feel like their music video was like a version of Tyler's Water.
Kind of, right?
Because they're, like, shaking their butts didn't you the say whole time.
They reminded you of, like, this, like, generation's, like, Sistar or something? Or
did I say that?
I don't know. Maybe our friend Early said that. Like,
I think maybe Early.
But it was, like, pretty interesting. Like, obviously...
That's true, though.
They look good. I'm not going to lie. They're easy to simp for. Especially, it's cool to see... It's cool and kind of crazy to see Natty from, like, 16, who, like, was, like, the youngest, like, one of the youngest contestants, mm-hmm. you know, for 16, which is the show that... found Twice. She's in Kiss of Life and she like had the biggest glow up. It's kind of mm-hmm. crazy. I also like, I think my bias from them is Belle. She also helped write a lot of different co-write some songs, including like Le Sserafim's Unforgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think she's super pretty and cute too. I think I forgot who she reminds me of, but she kind of reminds me of like a thicker like Rosie.
Oh, Rosie.
But she has, like, a pointier nose and, like... But she kind of has, like, kind of that style. I know a lot of our friends simp for Julie. Julie's cool, too. Like, all of them are good. Hanyul is the Mongne. The cool thing is, this Gen 5 group, Hanyul is, like, the Mongne, but she's 20. So that's, like...
They're all of age.
They're all...
Rejoice.
You're safe.
Rejoice.
You're super safe. I think Julie's, like, 24 or 26. I don't remember off the top of my head.
I think 24.
Hopefully 24. Kiss of Life was pretty good, though, 22. Like this for the song Sticky. What did you say?
No, I said, was she 24 or 22?
24. Okay. 100%, not 22.
Okay.
What did you, any
Nothing,
thoughts? Sticky?
That's it.
No, they're just wet.
Yeah, wherever exactly.
If anything, the music video, they're just getting
wet. Dancing in a fountain.
That's why they got us wet, too. They even got the camera guy wet. we don't even know if it's clean water. That's disgusting. If it was, like, just the regular water from the fountain, I hope not, but it probably is. So that's kind of gross. Thinking about that now. Thanks for ruining it, Haley. let's see. We also have Espa, of course. Haley was actually looking at this music video more than I was, even before, like, I did.
Yeah.
So Hot Mess was their Japanese drop, their music video. And there's a reason why, Haley, it caught your attention, correct?
Yes, because they are dressed as Gundams.
Basically, right?
Like mech Gundam girls.
They're like, outfits are like, yeah, they're like the MS, like, Gundam girls.
Yeah, and then also their nails. Oh, our dude. Gundam nails.
Their nails are crazy. They're freaking sick.
And if you guys don't know, I do my own nails. And I don't know. I was like really like, damn, those freaking nails are cool.
Those are insane. Yeah. Can you make those nails?
I'm pretty sure I can.
How long would it take?
Forever.
Probably like 1 week is one nail.
No. I mean, like, the actual design of it I could probably make, but it would take a while.
Those nails are freaking cool. Can you do it for me?
If you want.
I will break them. I will break the nail in the first 5 minutes of having it.
But the whole like concept and vibe of that video is very, very Japanese anime.
It's cool.
It's so cool. I love the aesthetic of it.
All the outfits, like Haley said, like, it's so Gundam. Mm-hmm. Like Giselle's headpiece is literally
Gundam
is wings. Wing Zero custom, like her wings, like the
crazy
angel wings. The one that freaking even Karina was wearing looked like she was like either like the High New Gundam or like Strike Freedom, like purple or something.
Because I'm pretty sure they use parts of like those Gunpla to make her a freaking headset.
That's so cool. It does, especially Giselle's. Yeah. Like it seriously looked like Wing Zero. And the reason why I know is because I've been building Gundam models and Gunpla since I was in middle school. So, yeah. And that's my one of my top favorite Gundams. So it's very easy to notice. So I kind of like when I saw it and Haley told me about it, I like had a nerdgasm, like nerded out. So
I
hard.
Was even as well. And I'm not like super. I like Gundam a lot, but then that was his anime growing up. And I was like, damn, they look so cool.
The biggest nerdgasm ever. Like, I want to get that for when we see them when I see Espa.
It's like, I don't wear that. Do you have that album for the concept photos?
I need to. Yeah, you're right. It's a Japanese album too, so you know how it's going to be way more expensive because it's always imported and expensive as hell.
Maybe wait till we go to Japan.
Apparently, it even sold out in Tower Records. I saw a picture.
Damn.
That's pretty insane, right? So Espa,
I mean, they're
is killing
really
it.
Popular, actually.
Kind of makes me think, like, shit. Should we have gotten Barricade this last year? It's like, shit.
Oh, because they're blowing up.
Yeah. It's like everything. We'll talk about more like about groups blowing up because we're going to talk about NewJeans and Le Sserafim. Mm. But before that, I think it's time for all of you to take a water break or maybe a bathroom break. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Hit that notification bell. If you're still here tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, we are available pretty much on all podcast streaming platforms. And we have a lot more to talk about. Like I said, we have a lot of hype groups. Specifically like a lot of the girls, and we'll end with BTS. Haley has a good amount of BTS and a ton of Stray Kids.
Shit.
She's ready to like dump and shower you guys with Stray Kids. So all our fellow stays, get ready, embrace yourselves. Haley, where else can they check us out and even chat with us possibly?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, where you can DM us as well.
Yes.
I don't even know if I should say TikTok anymore because we're not really on there.
It's just there. We're on there and we watch it. We're on there sometimes.
Like, I'm only on if our there friends. To, yeah, if someone sends me
us
a TikTok.
TikTok links and on Instagram, they send us TikTok links, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's it.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So it's time for the hype groups. I think we'll start with Islet. Mm-hmm. The only thing here, I have like a note. Wonhee, She's like second to last Mangne. Mm-hmm. She was seen at the airport walking in crutches. Mm-hmm. I wonder what happened. They didn't really disclose anything specific. Oh. But I mean, it probably is kind of bad if she's in crutches. Like, it looked pretty bad. Like, she had like, was it like some type of cast or something on her foot? But I think it was her right foot. Mm. But yeah, it must have been bad. I wonder if it was like during practice or something. And also, if you hear any popping sounds, that is because it's 4th of July weekend. And here in LA, people the whole week long, even on like the actual day or on the weekends, will be popping a lot of fireworks. And yes, they are technically illegal, but doesn't matter. That doesn't stop people here in LA or especially Hawaii.
Hawaii, I feel like that is the whole island of fireworks.
If it blows my mind, because in Hawaii, fireworks are illegal.
Like, super illegal.
But on 4th of July and New Year's, like, you should...
Especially New Year's.
Look up Hawaii fireworks New Year's. Just Google it up. Go on YouTube or something really quick. And it's freaking insane. People are stopping on the freeway and taking videos.
It's amazing.
It's like the whole island is lit up with fireworks.
It's so cool. It's like tradition.
How
do
people even get it if it's illegal? Like,
I don't even know where they're getting it.
They got to get it shipped from like outside because it's an island. So it's like, it blows my mind.
They have suppliers.
Oh, unless they make it themselves.
No.
Coconuts and whatever else, pineapples.
Because I remember like whenever we visited there or like when I lived there too, we would always have fireworks. I don't even know where they come from, to be honest. Some people just sell them.
Yeah, but it's like, how do they even like,
I don't know,
get them imported in if it's illegal?
Especially
how does it get through the airport?
The thing is, because like Hawaii is so strict with like all that agriculture shit, like they never check the fireworks. Yet,
so like, oh, you can't bring this apple. Sorry, this like Asian apple pear hybrid, but you can bring a ton of
fireworks.
I'm trying to think of another word. There's like, but you know what? We'll stick to fireworks. Mm-hmm. But I think that's pretty much. Oh, actually, no. One more thing for Islet, because we got on that little tangent. Mm-hmm. Iroha is now blonde. Mm-hmm. She's the Mangne. And this is dangerous, like treading dangerous ground here. She might be my bias. I never had like a bias that's like this young before.
Well, so it's how old is she?
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know Haley. I just know she's the Mangne. Oh, I hope not. God. It's just, she's really good though. Like, her dancer and face card is really good.
16.
She's okay. Oh my gosh. But still.
well, it's better than 14.
You're right. It's better than when Hain debuted. But I do like Mocha still. I honestly, they're kind of like tied, like a double bias. I'll keep it safe and double biased. Mocha and Iroha. And they're both the Japanese members. So another J-line, right? Like, it's something about these Japanese K-pop artists like Sana, right? Let's see. Let's move on. Speaking of Japan, Japan has been getting fed. I have so much FOMO, Haley, mm-hmm. because Japan just got fed some Le Sserafim and some NewJeans.
Right, your top groups.
Our top groups, and they're both from HYBE. So it continues the HYBE train. Let's talk about Le Sserafim first, because they are starting their four-city tour, like fan tour, called Fear Nada in Japan. They just, I think, finished their first stop in Kobe. Mm-hmm. They're doing 2 days in each city. And it's June 29th, which just passed, so that's Kobe, July 6th, July 14th, and July 30th. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because it's like, I think this next one that's going to happen, it's like a really small venue, mm-hmm. like less than 3,000. The first one that they did, I think, was like 6,000 to 8,000. Mm-hmm. Then it's going down to this smaller one that's like 3,000. Then the third spot is like, I think, about 20,000. Then the last one is like about 8,000. Like a little over 8,000. It's
like a fluctuation.
It's such a weird, capacity mm-hmm. fluctuation. It's like all kind of like different. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. And it's like all fairly small. It's like nice and private. Like, it feels like it would be really like intimate.
Except for the 22,000.
22,000. And that's okay though, because honestly, like when we watch like the forum, how much is the Kia forum?
20,000.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. it's like not too bad, right? Because then over here, we're already like stretching it when it's like BMO Stadium now.
That's too much.
It's like, yeah, it gets too big. So all the fellow Fear Nots checking them out, jealous. I have a lot of FOMO, of course. Some interesting stuff that happened though. They performed Sakura's legendary iconic song mm-hmm. when she was on AKB 48, and it's called Kiss Me. Mm-hmm. Like the one that you've seen viral videos of her performing, like mm-hmm. like at an outdoor stadium. What did you say?
When she was younger.
Oh yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when she started AKB, she was like only 12 or yeah. some crazy shit. Like, my goodness, if you were following her since then, that like you must be old as fuck too, just like us. Right, older than us. But nothing wrong with that, because I think some of our friends kind of did follow AKB and they're like mm-hmm. just a little bit older than us. But it's pretty cool to see that, like, she's, you know, back in Japan. I'm sure she's like mm-hmm. a national treasure for Japan.
Of course.
And she performed like one of like her biggest songs that she did during mm-hmm. AKB, Kiss Me. And the cool part was she had two other members perform with her. Mm-hmm. It was actually Kazuha and Yunche. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because Yunche was saying, like, I think this was like one of those lives that they do after they perform and do the whole like concert or tour. Yeah. So after they were like talking about like the performances, and actually Yunche called out Sakura saying that she was super strict.
She's like, this is my song, don't mess up.
Yeah, basically, right? Yunche was like, quote unquote, saying that Sakura said, it has to be cute.
You have like, to be cute.
You can't look super like, you can't do like Le Sserafim like styling.
Right, it has to be cute.
Can't be
kawaii.
Sexy. It has to be kawaii, right? Mm-hmm. It has to be super kawaii. So that's what she was like whipping into them. So it turned out it was pretty good though. They performed it. It looked really cute. And after they performed that, they announced that they have now their own unit name.
Oh, goodness.
It's called Hongmina.
Why?
It sounds like a person's name. Like, you know how, like,
right, Mina Hong.
In, yeah, exactly. It sounds like someone's actual name. Hong is Yunche's last name. Mm-hmm. Mina is what is Sakura's last name? Oh, man. It's like off the top of my head. I just know it starts with M-I.
And then Kazuha's N-A?
In my head, Kazuha is Nakamura.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But for some reason in my head, like, Sakura, I'm so sorry. Because, like, in my head is Minato Zaki, and that's Sana. So, like, I am, like...
Let me look her up.
You're going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, so that was really cool. So, that's their thing. So, it's, like, kind of, like, all their last names put together. What is it? Miyawaki or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn it. For reals? Is it?
Miyawaki.
Shit. Okay. I guess it was filed away.
It was there.
After Minato Zaki. That's basically what happened. It was cute because they did, like, an ending fairy together, like a heart. Mm-hmm. They did a heart pose, mm-hmm. Yunche and Kazuha. And in the middle, like, popping out was Sakura. So that was really cool. And also one of the games they did for the actual artists or for the idols was really cool. I don't know if you saw, you probably saw
a
video.
Oh, I did. When they're trying to find
the camera. That's a cool game to play. To so have, like, the funny one was freaking Chaewon is lost. She's like a lost puppy. I'm like,
where is the camera?
So they have cameras pan from, like, different parts of the stadium. Mm-hmm. And then the idols need to, like, find out where the camera is coming from.
Pointing at their face. Basically.
Oh, man. Like, Chaewon looks so lost. She was like a lost puppy. Mm-hmm. She is literally a poo-poo. So.
The best one was Sakura.
Sakura, you could tell. She's a veteran. Mm-hmm. She found that so easy. Right. It was funny because it's like she just transitioned into it. Like, she didn't.
She turned when the camera went on her, basically.
Yeah,
that was wild.
That's how you know that she's mm-hmm. she's done this plenty of times before. But it's funny, just because, like, Chaewon has been an idol fairly long, too, and she's still, I guess we could say, poo-poo. Like,
well, she's always
not,
like that,
like,
though.
P-O-O-P-O-O. Like, her nickname is Poo-poo P-U-P-U, if mm-hmm. you didn't know. Like, because she's, like, super cute and just, like, doesn't know what the hell is going on sometimes. So, that is what pretty much was going on. It was really cool, though. I wish Japan and Korea were closer, because we could have possibly had some of these kind of things mm-hmm. happening here. And we still haven't had a full-on, like, Le Sserafim tour or even a showcase. Nope. Nothing. Haven't even sniffed anything close to that.
They haven't even, like, announced anything either.
I'm so glad. Makes me more glad that we saw them at BlizzCon. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes me... it feels almost, like, unreal.
Right.
that actually happened. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Moving on to another big FOMO for me in Japan, because Japan has everything. Especially they had NewJeans. Mm-hmm. NewJeans had held their Japan debut release and also their Bunnies Camp mm-hmm. this very recently. Honestly, like, I've been flooded on my algorithm and the FOMO, it hurts, Haley.
I'm so sorry.
It hurts so bad. It was really cool though. Like they had like a, it's like a two, it was a 2-day event, I believe also. But here, this is the crazy part. We kind of went over how big the venue was, venues were for Le Sserafim. Do you know where New Jeans held their their meet, Haley?
Yeah.
Where?
Freaking Tokyo Dome.
They held Bunny's Cab at Tokyo Dome.
That's insane.
40,000. That's, well, SoFi is how many?
Wait, Tokyo Dome is only 40,000?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, can you really look it up? Maybe I made a mistake.
Maybe it is. I was like, damn, it looks bigger
than that. Is SoFi?
70.
But, I mean, yes, Tokyo Dome does look like it's bigger. But, I mean, if you compare, 55,000.
Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. It looks a bit bigger.
That's
still pretty,
that's pretty big. So, Tokyo Dome, 55,000 capacity. And it blows my mind because this is just their first fan meet debut mm-hmm. thing in Japan. Their first ever thing ever.
Because usually like fan meets like that, they start off at small venues.
Look, like, Le Sserafim had debuted like 2 years ago already, like including Japan, possibly maybe a year or something. But it's crazy because like their biggest venue is 22,000 that they're doing for over here. Like for this Fear Nada thing we just talked about.
For Stray Kids, their one was only 11,000. Stray Kids is huge, but their fan meet was 11,000.
What the? New Jeans is. Haley, I'm screwed. I am so screwed. Their first act in Japan was a 55,000 capacity.
That's nuts.
Tokyo Dome. Tokyo Dome. The epitome of like what artists in Japan dream of performing at.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like any. Any idols. So,
my God.
Yeah, they want to perform at Tokyo Dome.
It hurts, Haley. This is going to be... Oh, when they have a world tour, it's going to be so tough. This is going to be hard. I am going to max out my credit card.
So I was looking at... Just going back and looking at Stray Kids one. So, like, their one previously was 11,000. And the one this year... And remember, this is Stray Kids I'm talking about. Their capacity was only 15,000.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
55,000. Was this really a... I don't even... Because it felt like this should be like a tour, but yeah, it's not a tour. Mm-hmm. It was their showcase kind of mm-hmm. thing. Like, yeah, it's like a fan meet slash...
Concert.
But that's their debut. Like,
right, yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, oh, my God. Like, 55,000. And it was filled
and
to the brim.
2 days, right?
And it was 2 days. It was 2 days long. Oh, man. Oh, this is going to... It's going to be... This is going to be hard. This is going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone here listening to this podcast is probably going to be my enemy when the world tour ever gets announced next year. So let's continue on with the sadness. Let's keep going. Oh, also, all the fan cams in Japan were like, because that's the only thing we had to kind of see what's going on and watch some stuff. They're all kind of like further away or like kind of bad because it's like, it's kind of,
Japan
you're not,
is strict. They don't allow you to film.
You're kind of not allowed mm-hmm. to have any type of video recording devices.
Not even your phones.
So when you see some of the videos, there are definitely people sneaking videos. Also, you can see in the background, like when they're panning over the artists and mm-hmm. to the audience, mm-hmm. you'll see the audience, no one has any phones or any mm-hmm. cameras out.
You're not allowed to record.
So it's really interesting that these people are like, you know, they're able to get away with it. They have to use like, some of them probably use really nice phones or like some probably even sneak in professional cameras, which happens a lot.
The thing is, like, as much as I want to see these fan meets in Japan or whatever, concerts and stuff, I don't want to because I can't film it. What am I going to do?
You enjoy it, Haley. That's what you do.
No, I want the memories on my phone because I have the worst memory. And then, like, if I don't have it on my phone, it's like it never happened.
She would have never remembered that Changbin was giving me blowing me kisses.
Exactly. That's why. I wouldn't have known
Seattle.
That had happened because I was too focused on Hyunjin.
Exactly.
And Felix.
But I had to remind her. I was like, oh, look, Changbin's blowing me kisses. He was laughing at me.
Yeah.
In Seattle. So, I mean, it was just nonstop like craziness in Japan. So people were able to sneak some. I was able to watch some stuff. Mm-hmm. Hain was there.
Yes.
Hain was not supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. We talked about it like a few months ago. Because of her injury,
yeah.
They really announced Hain was not going to be here mm-hmm. for this Japan showcase, mm-hmm. whatever. And guess what? For Bunny's Camp, she's here. The thing is, she did perform some songs, mm-hmm. but she couldn't dance like the crazier songs.
Right.
They had a stand-in bunny.
Yeah.
Like someone
dressed as a bunny.
And holding a mic and putting the mic up to their mouth. during Hane's part. So that was kind of interesting and cool.
It's the same bunny from the music video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. From the was it Right Now or something? I think one of the was it Right Now? I forgot which song it was. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like they had like the fake bunny dancing with them, and also Super Shy was crazy because there was so many backup dancers. They had like the whole stage, and it's a big stage. It's like a cross, and then also the backstage.
It's huge.
Like their extended stage is an extended stage that has side stages.
Right.
So there was like 40, 50 like backup dancers. It was nuts. It was crazy seeing Super Shy.
I feel like they always have a lot of dancers for Super Shy.
It's insane. It was really cool though. Yeah, they used that really well, like the whole stage literally. So that was really cool though, because when you see everyone in line dancing it in sync, it's just like something about it. It's like mm-hmm. super special because there's just so many people on the stage. There was also member solos. So a lot of the members had their own solo songs. I think some of them were covers. Minji had a solo where I had so much FOMO because she had a school bag as a prop.
I saw that.
And she threw it into the crowd. She just threw it when she was like walking through. Like, yeah. Haley, mm-hmm. I would have jumped like Michael Jordan and snatched the shit out of that. I would have grabbed it. You have no idea.
Don't hurt anyone.
Oh, I can't make any promises.
No, don't be like one of those people.
I'm gonna go savage, mm-hmm. full on
like, feral
for that bag from Minji. Everyone else was like, you know, really good. Like a lot of people, I've been seeing so many Hayden fan cams because she looked fantastic. She was wrecking everybody, unless you're already a Hayden virus. Mm-hmm. So she looked super good doing her solos. Just how her outfit and her look. Honey and Danielle had like this interesting like duo,
mm-hmm.
like unit. Their ship name is called Ninis. and they performed, I believe it might be an unreleased track called Hold It Down.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting because Honey was rapping. Honey, like I remember, I think I remember her talking about rapping,
mm-hmm.
saying she's not good at it. Mm-hmm. But hey, she pulled it off. Mm-hmm. So that happened also. Even Danielle had like a solo song. I don't know if it's another unreleased song
mm-hmm.
called Butterflies.
Probably. I feel like it probably is.
Yeah. And all in general, like all the members said on one of their lives, like they were so nervous performing solos because this is the first time they've ever performed
by themselves,
mm-hmm. like solo acts without the members.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at like at Tokyo Dome.
Right.
Like at a stage where there's 55,000 people watching you. It's like they just got thrown into the deep end, into the mm-hmm. ocean. It's like, right? That's basically what it is. It's like your mom or dad telling you like, okay, learn how to swim. And they just throw you in the deep end of the pool. So that's what was going on with that. Also, one of the craziest parts was Yoasobi ended up singing with them
mm-hmm.
Right Now. And I think and then they sang with Yoasobi, so mm-hmm. she was like a special guest.
Mm-hmm.
They sang one of Yoasobi's song, Biri Biri.
The Pokemon song.
Which is like the Pokemon song. It was really mm-hmm. cool. It's like Yoasobi's like Pokemon song.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfectly made for tailored to New Jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Like the sound, and it's like super like poppy, digital-ish sounding and super Japanese sounding.
Yeah.
Then Yoasobi even performed Idol.
I know, I was like, that's so cool.
Which is the Oshinoko song that Haley's going to be cosplaying
mm-hmm.
actually tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Oh
so, like, she performed Idol, but it was just, like, her in her
mm-hmm.
band. But the New Jeans performed with her, like, Right Now
mm-hmm.
and then Beanie Beanie. So that was really cool. Like, what a treat. And another thing that with, like, most of the Japan concerts mm-hmm. that me and Haley talk about is that you can't really choose your seat. Most of the time, these are, like... Majority of raffles, the time, raffles.
Lotto,
and they're like lottery, right? Yeah, like so you have to either win it,
mm-hmm.
get super lucky, and you can't pick and choose where you...
It's like sometimes you don't even know your seat until the day.
Until you get there, yeah. Our friend... If you're interested in knowing more about how all that works in Japan, it's really interesting. We have a full-on episode talking mm-hmm. about that when we went to Japan. It was like one of our filler episodes mm-hmm. as we were gone that we pre-recorded. It's somewhere... when did we go last year?
April.
Around April. Mm-hmm. So look, if you're curious, we had some interesting episodes, like because we can't talk about updated K-pop news
mm-hmm.
since we're not caught up with current events.
Right.
So we had like two episodes where they're pre-recorded. We had interesting topics about mm-hmm. biases about how K-pop ticketing works outside of America versus how it is here, obviously. And it's just pretty interesting. If you want to check it out, go back all the way to April 2023 somewhere. You'll find it. And last but not least, Hani got emotional. She was wearing what again?
Like those angel wings.
Yeah, the cute angel wings.
The moment that I saw from her fan cam of that, it's like the kind of we made it moment. Because everyone in the crowd, like the bunnies, were chanting and like singing along. And then she like kind of covered her mouth and was kind of like teary-eyed because she has that thing like, oh my God, mom, I made it.
She like took it all in, like that moment.
And she got like overwhelmed with emotions.
Oh man. So, I mean, well deserved. And I cannot wait till she's not wearing her wig anymore.
Psych, it's not a wig.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine she actually cut it.
She takes off
the wig and it's short underneath.
Oh my, it's like she's like Kokona. She's like bald. She shaved her head.
Oh, no.
Oh God, please help me.
Oh no.
Oh, but so super proud of them. I can't wait. I hope they have that moment here. They did have it technically at Lollapalooza, right? I think all the members kind of cried at the end of that too. So I can't wait till they tour here. And I'm very scared.
For tickets.
Also, one New Jeans news, because I also can talk about New Jeans stuff now because I am really getting up to date with a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. They started their own podcast, Haley. They have a video podcast. Thank goodness it's not available anywhere except on their phoning app. So if you follow them, you'll know about the phoning app where they like kind of do their Instagram lives, their lives in general, because they don't really do Weverse lives as much. They do phoning lives. That's like the built-in mobile app on smartphones and everything. So they have a video podcast. Each member kind of has their own separate series. Yeah, so there's a lot to watch. I haven't tuned in or listened to any of them yet, but it just recently started. There's so much already. You have no idea. I was like, it's not just even solo members. There's like, I think even Danielle and Hani have like a pair, like a Nini's pair kind of thing. I saw Minji has a ton of episodes. You know I'm going to listen to that. And the cool thing about all of their lives and everything in general, I know they speak Korean, obviously, right? But they speak a very decent amount of English, too.
Oh, yeah, especially, like, Hani.
Hani, Danielle. And then Minji, to be honest, also. So it's pretty cool. So I'm definitely going to end up checking that out. I need to catch up with it after Anime Expo, and I'll start getting on that. But that was super cool to see. And I'm super glad that they're not actually our competitors.
I'm just kidding.
What else here? Oh, one last thing. So, that Hybe rhythm game called Rhythm Hive, for some reason it's H-I-V-E and not H-Y-B-E. I don't know why they didn't call it Rhythm Hive. For some reason. I don't know why. They spelled it like hive, like a beehive. they had a... If any of you play, message us on Permission to Stand Podcast. I'll add you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Instagram, at Permission to Stand Podcast. I will add you, and you can add me. We can become friends. Because I have just a bunch of random friends and then a few like of our actual friends. And the reason why it's really cool because they had a big update on the app recently. It's really cool. And they added multiplayer like battles, like PvP multiplayer battles for rhythm games. 6 to 8 players. It's awesome because it's like you could play all these different Hybe artists. I've been playing so many of obviously the New Jeans ones. But Haley, we have been playing more than just New Jeans. Like, I think that's why I've been listening a lot more to TXT and Hypen. Like, it's just
a lot of their songs, like their older ones. Because I feel like for those groups, we don't listen to a lot of their B-sides. And I'm like, damn.
Their songs are so good. And I have to thank this app because you have to play some of their songs sometimes. And we've discovered so many amazing B-sides. Like, even, like, in Hypen, like, Sacrifice. That's, like, one of my favorite songs by them now. And
also, thanks to this game, I am now a fucking Boy Next Door stan.
Yeah, you're a Wondor because of this.
Yeah, like, literally because of this game. It's like, we listened to their debut and stuff like that, but then this really got me sucked in.
Thank you,
their songs are so good. Like, damn.
And honestly, that's why I've been getting more sucked into TXT and everything. And like Our Summer was one of the songs that you have to do for this current event. So we played it and I was like, oh man, I forgot how good this song was.
Yeah.
So it's just, I've been listening to that on replay also. Also, even though it's kind of like a battle for this new update and like new, I guess, battle mode, or I don't remember exactly what the mode is called, but it's a kind of also at the same time a team thing, because it's like, sure, we all are trying to like see who gets the highest score, but at the same time, at the end, we combine all our scores to get the highest possible among all of us. So it's kind of like team effort, but at the same time, like competitive teamwork in a way. It's really cool. So if you haven't checked out the game, one of my favorite games on my phone right now, aside from Star Rail, it's called Rhythm Hive. Remember, like a beehive. You can add us or add me. Haley uses my account.
Yeah, because there's no point in me having my own account. And plus, I have no space on my phone.
Yeah, because you collect all these cards. Because if you're familiar with like those superstar cards for like even like Twice or JYP artists and like Ive or like all those other artists, this is kind of like the rhythm game for Hive artists, because you know they don't have any of those. But you can get XR cards, rarity, like special ones for different comeback eras and collect them all digitally. There's no physical stuff.
Unfortunately. No, not unfortunately. I don't want that stuff.
Unfortunately.
It's gonna be more money.
And unfortunately, Haley, we're coming up to your last part of the podcast. You have a lot to talk about.
Kill me now.
BTS and a ton of Stray Kids. Woo!
Kill me now.
Fellow stays, you will be in for a treat. But before that, don't forget to stay hydrated, take a bathroom break. We are going to still be here. We are the Permission to Stand podcast. Don't leave yet, but make sure you subscribe, follow, hit that notification bell. And Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast. And if you want to send us a DM, please send it there.
Send us a DM with your UID number for Rhythm Hive, and we'll add you there, because I am obsessed and I have been training Haley in my ways. She's getting really good at this game. I'm very impressed.
He wants to cut off my hands.
She's getting too good. I can't let her get better than me. I have to break them before she gets it better. And I think it's time. BTS. Haley, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, so BTS. So Jimin did release his music video for Smeraldo Marching Garden. Wait, why did I write that weird? Smeraldo Marching Garden Band. I don't know why I put marching twice.
I love the name Smeraldo. It's probably from something specific, but like it just like sounds so funny but cool.
Right.
Smeraldo. It's a Smeraldo.
It's a me, Smeraldo.
Exactly. Exactly. Haley nailed it.
Anyway, so like when we watched the video and the concept of it, it really reminded me of the Beatles. Specifically, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band.
Yes.
And because the title is so similar to, like, with that long-winded title.
It's so cool.
I love
it. I thought it was all going to be animated. Just like the like that film, like, video.
Oh, yeah. The Yellow Submarine?
The Yellow Submarine one, yeah. But no, it was cool.
Yeah, I really liked it. Also, for anyone that doesn't know what Smeraldo is... It's actually a fictional flower made for the BTS universe. The color is blue, so that's why, like, in Jimin's concept photos, he's surrounded by those blue flowers, which are the Smeraldo flowers.
So it's not short for, like, a Latin American guy named Esmeraldo.
No.
Okay, got it. Roger that.
So, actually, like, the song's title references the fictional flower, Smeraldo, which symbolizes the truth untold. So, if you are an ARMY and into, like, all this BTS universe lore, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. They haven't, like, been on that lore for a while now. I feel like it stopped, but then with the flower emerging with this, people were like, oh my god, like, are they gonna bring it back kind of thing? The flower is said to represent a truth that cannot be told or sincerity that cannot be delivered. And then this imaginary flower was introduced in 2017, just before BTS released Love Yourself, Her, the first album in their Love Yourself series. This is kind of like a back story about it, because like, even for me, I forgot what Smeraldo was. I was like, oh shit, it's the flower. And I was just making
You're like,
fun
who's,
of
the- who's Smeraldo?
I was just making fun of the name, and I was like, oh man, it's that damn flower. So yeah, so
those are good albums though. Back those mm-hmm. older ones, man.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's so, nice how we play Rhythm Hive because we play all those songs because we have to kind of. Mm-hmm. It's really
like story
refreshing
mode and stuff like that. Super we have refreshing. To do different events and they throw us random songs and we're like, oh my god, I haven't heard this song in forever.
It's pretty awesome.
So also, in Jimin's video, his feature was Loco, the South Korean rapper.
Oh, not Loco by ITZY.
No.
Okay, sorry.
But it was cute because there was a TikTok video that Jimin filmed with Loco, and he is seen sitting on the couch that is in the music video, and basically Jimin is dancing the dance, but it's so cute because the way that Loco is looking at Jimin, it's like as if they were like a newly wedded married couple, and he's like admiring Jimin.
He looked like he was in love.
Exactly. I was like, wow, okay, this is so cute. And then like at the end when Jimin was done dancing, Loco like reached back and he was gonna pull out and give Jimin a flower, but Jimin had already walked away and he like rejected him.
Oh, I was like,
oh, and people were like going crazy in the comments. They're like, Jimin, come back, take that flower because he looks so sad. But yeah, so I think that's it for Jimin. Oh, well, I lied. Actually, I'm going to go back and say there's one more thing for Jimin. He is actually coming out with a show with Jungkook.
Oh, Jungkook's shippers. Jungkook, right.
Rejoice.
There, going strong.
Yeah, so there's going to be a show on Disney Plus called...
Smeraldo.
No, called Are You Sure? And it's going to release on August 8th. And it's... I haven't really seen a lot of clips of it, but it basically looks like the two are on vacation together. Having bromances.
It's a bromance thing.
They're
that's
like
pretty
in a
cool.
canoe together, so it was giving me like In the
I
Soup
thought was,
vibes.
Yeah, I thought of In the Soup also. I just remember all that shit when they went freaking fishing in
with
that
the
fucking
canoe.
Boat. Oh, and Jin.
With his freaking remote control. Oh, was that Namjoon?
Oh my
stuck.
God, that was Arm
oh
for sure.
God. Yeah, so it was giving me those kind of vibes. I'm excited to watch it, even though I probably haven't watched like half of their shit, actually. I'm so behind on BTS. But, so moving on, Jin.
Yes.
I forgot that he's back, because after he came back, he kind of went silent for a little bit.
But... He wasn't just silent, though. It's because he was so
he's
busy.
Preparing.
He apparently only took, like, almost, like, one or two, like, one day off, if anything.
Yeah.
And has been doing so much extracurricular activities.
For reals. Like, since he's been back. So, like, Jin revealed that he has filmed for variety shows already and aims to tick items off his to-do list that he has come up with during his time in the military. So, like, he's just been really, really busy. So, like, ever since his fan meet thing, he's been... filming
he's been working hard
shows and
working
stuff already.
Super hard
and then basically he like asked his fans to be patient and anticipate the coming months for the broadcast and music releases he is preparing for. Also, this is really random but cool. Jin is actually going to be a torch relay runner.
Woohoo!
At the 2024 Paris Olympics.
I can't believe that was really random to find out.
Representing South Korea, of course.
He should be in tip-top shape right now. So
it's
perfect.
Exactly.
He'll run the whole thing.
Also, Jin will be appearing on the variety program called The Half Star Hotel in Lost Island. I have a little like recap of what it is. So it's a variety program about a vacation that takes place on an uninhabited island where An Jun Hwang has fixed a deserted house. So, like, they're basically renovating a house on the island. And then guests who want to escape the busy city and live a dream of living amidst nature can check it out in this half-star hotel.
Interesting.
So, I guess Jin is going to be one of the guests that is starring on that. I don't know. It was giving me kind of, like, In the Soam vibes. You know, that game that they came out with?
That's
where
true,
you have
yeah.
to build your own island. And kind of like Animal Crossing.
See, he's busy. This
yeah,
man
he's
is busy.
Very busy.
Not zero breaks after coming back.
No, literally.
If
nothing.
Anything, the military was his vacation.
No, I'm sure it was hard work.
Oh, yeah,
for
of
them
course. There. Of course.
So, that's it for BTS. Okay.
Breathe.
Here we go.
Take a deep breath, Haley. You did this to yourself.
It's my fault.
There's
it's
a lot
like,
of stuff
I write
going
this
on.
News like as it comes out, and then when I look back, I'm like, fuck.
There's so
why
much
Why is there
for
so
Stray
much
Kids?
Stray Kids?
It's time. Do it. Go for it. Good luck.
So Stray Kids Unveil track was released. The name of the track is called Mountains. And then also, the initial thought when I watched this Unveil track, it was very BAP vibes for me and a lot of other babies, which are the fandom for BAP. Which is like, two of my really close friends are BAP stans, and then they said the same exact thing that I was thinking. I was like, doesn't this remind you of BAP? So, because the vibes was like that, and the concept of the song was very, very BAP. So if you are a BAP fan, please let me know, because I feel like they're very, very limited. And so also their music video, and just like this little snippet of their Unveil track, you can tell that Stray Kids put so much production into these music videos. It's like really, really top tier high end. It was like only less than a minute, and I was like, damn, I felt like I was watching a movie. You listened to it too, right? No.
I only heard it
mountains,
from like
mountains.
I heard it from like clips, like reels.
Oh,
so okay. I haven't heard like the actual thing, but I do recall mountains.
Mountain, and Lino was doing it. His favorite.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
English.
Yeah. Lino was doing a ton of English.
Lino, of
I
course,
remember.
His favorite. So also there was a Stray Kids code called Poolside Fun. This episode was actually super funny. I was cracking up and laughing the whole time because they were playing games in the pool, and I feel like these are my favorite because they're so stupid. And basically one of the games that they played, they were standing on these like little inflatable platforms in the pool, and they had to play tug of war on them, and they were split up into two groups. And I think the one that I specifically remember was, it was Chungbin, and I think, who was it that was going on top of it? Wait, let me see. I just wrote it down. Why am I even like trying to remember what it was? So like, ooh. Chungbin was like up against, I think, Hyunjin.
It was
Hyunjin.
You had all of them right there.
I know. So it was funny because it was Chungbin and then Hyunjin. And then when Hyunjin came onto the platform, he's like, who are all these paper thin humans? Because you know, Chungbin is so like built up and bulky, and then everyone else is so skinny, and
beef
like
men.
He just freaking pulled them off so quickly. Like Hyunjin just like flew off that freaking platform. Surprisingly, Bang Chan was actually able to pull Chungbin off, and then at the end, the winner was actually Han, who pulled Bang Chan off, which I was so surprised because I was like, damn, freaking Han killed it and pulled him off. They also played a relay race with donut floaties. It was super funny because Ian could not get on that floaty from like, he was in the pool and he had to jump onto the donut floaty. And I don't know if you guys have ever tried this, but it is actually
really hard. Yeah, okay. I give him some credit.
It's hard because sometimes like, you have to push it down and push yourself up, but then you keep sliding
off
it.
Exactly.
And he could not. Even up until the end of the game, like the other team had like already finished their relay race, Ian still couldn't get on.
So, are you
like,
serious?
Yeah, and then so like Chungbin had to like come over and actually like, he was on the other team and like helped him on. Because he couldn't get on the freaking floaty. But it's hard. But Hyunjin was like able to like freaking rocket into the air and like get on it super fast. Also, they also played water rugby. Yeah. Go check it out.
That sounds like a fun episode, to be honest.
There's going to be a part two. I'm super excited about it. It's so funny because literally it felt like the actual members were enjoying and really having fun during this shoot because like they were dying of laughing the whole time, and you know Chungbin was freaking cracking up the whole time.
I could hear his laugh already. I could hear it in my head.
It's funny because like the people that edit the videos, they whenever the members laugh, they use like all these like different animations for it. I'm just like, they're laughing the whole freaking episode.
I feel like in general, just those episodes are like always so chaotic.
It is
and
very
fun.
Chaotic because
like,
you don't know what's
even like
happen.
When Run BTS and even like Lennyverse, like they've had stuff like this. Yeah. It's just always so funny to watch.
Yeah, it is
like
funny.
It's just madness.
It's just them having fun, but technically, you know, having like competition.
It's Stray Kids having fun and trying to get back Haley, trying to win her back from Boy Next Door.
They know what
you've been up to.
I'm worried for Chungbin when I see Songho in person.
Because I'm worried for Chang Bin. Oh no,
I'm worried. And like even my other friends, like early Jirla and then Charissa, they're all like, I'm kind of worried for Chang Bin. And I was like, yeah, I forgot that I have a meet and greet with boy next door, so I'm kind of worried for Chang Bin too.
Chang Bin who? Uh oh.
I can't do that to him. Anyway,
says Haley right now. We'll find out what happens in Haley September. Haley, she might be different.
September.
Yeah, because August is end of July. August. Yeah, I forgot.
This month.
Shit, it's already here. August. Yeah. August. Haley will have might have a different opinion on this.
I'll let you guys know. Anyway, so Stray Kids actually performed Music Core Japan. The little note that I have here is only that they were wearing very slutty outfits because Felix's outfit was actually really, really like, I don't know, it was like sexy off the shoulder, kind of like all cut up. And so was Bang Chan's. And I was
AKA
like,
slutty.
And I was like,
actually, Bang Chan always in a slutty outfit, though, to be honest. Let's be real.
But then I found out that Felix's outfit was actually a woman's outfit. So that makes sense.
Oh.
He looks, honestly. Like,
well, he could pull off anything.
He can because like he's very, like his physique is very like slender and feminine. But also masculine at the same time, if that makes sense. But his hair is growing really, really long. So, like, some of the fan cam photos, I was like, damn, he looks like a pretty girl. Like, that's not, like, trying to offend him or anything. He looks really good. Also, Changbin's hair has been dyed purple again, because I think it faded out. But they dyed it, like, a really, really, like, more vibrant purple. And Seungmin. Okay, let's talk about Seungmin's hairstyle because I always complain about it and I hate his hairstyle because it's always that puppy, like,
you should
innocent.
You must be super happy about this now.
I am.
Damn.
Okay, at first I was, like, kind of iffy about how short he cut his hair because, like, we saw it during the Stray Kids Code, that poolside episode. And I was like, he kind of looks like a five-year-old boy. Like, you know, those kind of, like, bowl cut kind of things. But they styled it for this music core. And I was like, holy crap, he looks like a man. Like, he looks so good. And I feel like a lot of stays that didn't really pay attention to Seungmin yet were, like, simping over him. And they're like, oh my god, Seungmin looks so good. And he really did. Because his forehead was showing.
Looked, yeah, like,
I was like, damn, keep that forehead showing,
please.
They need
to just leave him like this. Like, his hairstyle looks really good. Because it looks more mature.
It does. I kind of feel like it was like when RM cut his hair.
Yeah, kind
Remember
of when he first
he
did it again.
Remember when he had that long hair and then he had that slick back hair when it was cut
and
short?
Now RM
like,
always
okay,
has short hair now.
It looks like, good.
It looks better. It fits
like,
him better.
Some people, like, their face, it doesn't suit having, like, long hair. And I feel like for Seungmin, it just makes him look really, really, like, baby looking, which I don't like. Some people adore that. I get it. Everyone has their own taste, but not for me. Also, Bang Chan and Felix will be the hosts of a new show called All About Stray Kids Radio, and it's on Apple Music. So there are going to be 4 episodes, and it will be released every Tuesday at 11 a.m. starting July 9th. There will be Bang Chan and Felix, and they'll be talking about their interests and hobbies. Oh my god! Hopefully they talk about, like, Genshin and gaming. Because it's Bang Chan and Felix.
I think they will. Well, somehow, and maybe anime.
Anime
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, if anything, yeah, there's going to be one of, either or.
So, and then
100%. I wonder if they're going to talk about Triple Z.
I think Bang Chan's, like, still stuck on Genshin. He's so behind.
He's anyway. So behind. And Felix has already moved on to Call of Duty.
And then on July 16th, Lino and Seungmin will be talking about their music tastes. On July 23, Hyunjin and IN, they're going to be talking about, like, behinds of album production for Stray Kids. And then on July 30th, Changbin and Han will be talking about festivals. Woo! So that's something to look forward to. Sorry, my voice is, like, going. Bang Chan. Oh, my God. The most important thing of this whole thing. Oh my god, okay, there's still a lot. So Bang Chan wrote on Bubble.
Breathe, Haley, breathe.
Yes, wrote on Bubble that he is thinking of. So this is already past tense, guys, because it happened. So anyway, I'm going to read it like that it didn't happen. So he was thinking about doing his first IG live. And when he sent that on Bubble, Stayville, like, freaking exploded. Because they're like, oh my god, freaking Bang Chan is going to do a live. It's literally been 416 days since he did his last Chani's Room. So of course, Stays were, like, ecstatic to hear that he would do a live. It's not Chani's room.
And we talked about this, I think, recently, alive. Too, right? Without knowing that this is going to happen. I think we talked about it recently, saying...
I think so.
Like, man, I miss Chani's room.
That's true. It was last episode. And I was like, don't mention that. That's too, like...
Yeah, you're like, oh, don't bring that up.
But it's not Chani's room.
I know, it's technically not, but he's still doing something.
But he came back as alive.
Ah, you're welcome.
Anyway.
Threw it into the universe.
Yeah, so he came back. And then he said, but the thing is, like, when this happened... And he posted on Bubble saying, like, oh, he's going to do his first IG live. Because, like, for fans, they can type back to him. Like, so he'll see, like, the comments. There's probably, like, millions and millions of comments. But then, like, he'll pick and choose which ones he's going to read and comment back and reply back. So I guess his Bubble got flooded with comments telling him to stop joking around and not to tease about such a thing. Because, like, obviously, it's a touchy subject, like we had talked about before. Like, Bang Chan going live is a big deal because of the way his last live ended and the reason why he stopped doing his Chani's room. So he wrote back. He's like, I'm actually really serious right now. So it would be nice if you stopped saying that I'm teasing. Sorry, I have to go to a screenshot because I forgot that I put this here. Where the fuck is it?
You can tell Chani always gets...
Oh my god, did this I delete
man,
it anyway?
This man always gets...
I don't know very, where...
Very, he starts, you know, whenever he has these lives, he gets into it with some people all the time.
Oh, sorry, it was on Twitter. So anyway, he's like, I know I joke around a lot, but doesn't joking around about something like this, like i.e. going live, doesn't this just make me a trash person? I know me going live means a lot to you, so me joking, teasing about something like this just crosses the line. So basically he's saying, like, stop it because... I'm actually going to go live. Why would I joke about something like this when I know it's a touchy subject? Which me and Joko had said before too as well. So, and he was all like, well, if you felt that I was joking, I guess it's my fault for making you feel that way. It was my fault. Apologies. And I was like, damn, Bang Chan can never catch a break. He's trying to do something nice for us. And then you guys are going to fucking flood him with comments telling him, like, oh, don't lie, like, blah, 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 you're teasing and stuff like that. And if he says stop, just stop. So, like, why are you still sending him that stuff? But anyway.
I know, it's kind of, yeah.
Regardless of that.
You're doing it to the wrong person. You should know better.
Especially Bang Chan. Like, he does things, and he says things, he'll do them. Like, he's a man of his word, I feel. And then, anyways, he was like, anyways, I'll go live tomorrow. What time tomorrow? And then he's like, okay, tomorrow at 10 p.m., KST. Which was like 6 a.m. PST.
You woke up for a little bit, right?
I did. I woke up for like 10 minutes of it. And then went back to sleep because I'm like, oh my god, I'm so tired. And then, like, I can't understand anything he's saying. So I just went back to sleep. I just wanted to see him go live. So yeah, that happened this morning. He went live for about an hour. Everyone was like really, really happy seeing him, of course. And he was kind of shy and giggly because, like, it's been a while. It's been like literally 416 days since the last time this man has gone live. And he was happy to see Stay. But also what was interesting is that what I noticed from his last live, which was May 14th, 2023. Not 2 years ago. 2023. May 14th, 2023. He was wearing the exact same hoodie that he wore last year.
Oh, it's his favorite hoodie.
For this live. No, I really think he did that on purpose. Like, for Stay. Like, I can't... Like, he has so many clothes. Like, why would he wear the exact same hoodie that he left off as? And it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, time kind of stopped for a bit but didn't, but then he still came back to us and is still the same Chani. I don't know, it's something like sentimental, and a lot of Stays felt that way. They're like, oh my god, he was like thinking of us, and he knew like how important him going live is and how much we miss Chani's room, which I don't think he's ever going to do Chani's room again, but we'll see.
Well, I we'll one see. Day one day
one
I
day
hope.
Maybe Anyway, one last thing here. So Stray Kids, I really, really, really think that they're going to be in the Deadpool movie. Deadpool 3 movie.
I think it might happen too, to be honest.
I'm like, one of their tracks from this new album, 8, it has to be on there. It could be Mountains for all I fucking know. But the thing about that is because Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are actually here. Oh, not here. They are in Korea right now promoting for Deadpool 3. And also, so they've been going through, because it's called the Deadpool World Tour. And they literally have their own light sticks.
You know damn well they're going to see Stray
and
Kids.
And photo cards.
You know they're going to see Stray Kids.
Can you guys think, like, why would these Marvel characters have fucking light sticks and photo cards? There is no other influence than Stray Kids.
Their first stop, because, like, I saw all the Dispatch, like, pictures.
Yeah.
I was like, their first stop is going to see Felix and Bang Chan. It's basically the first stop.
I hope so, because, like, a lot of people are commenting on their, like, Instagrams and stuff, like, please, you have to visit Stray Kids. Like, you have to see them. You have to meet them. But I really think that they're going to be on the OST. Also, like, another thing that links up to this that I hope it is. Like, because if it's not, like, what the fuck? For Waterbomb Soul, which is coming up on July 5th.
That's crazy.
Soon?
It's already so there's there.
There's on the lineup, they have something called Marvel Special Stage. Like, what the fuck is that? It has to be Ryan Reynolds and freaking Hugh Jackman as Deadpool and Wolverine. Because they're there in Korea that time promoting Deadpool. But also, after that little lineup, it says Secret Guest. Like, who is that? Stray Kids?
Who's conveniently... Maybe? Yeah, I mean...
I mean, makes that's just sense. What I'm thinking, and that's what a lot of other stays are, like,
hoping,
kind of
praying.
Hoping and suspicious about. If it's not, well, we look like clowns, but at the same time, I feel like the direction is, like, all pointing to that.
Don't worry, clown masks are part of being a K-pop stan. We wear clown masks all the time.
So, like, I mean, we'll know pretty soon, in, like, 2 days, basically. Also, Ryan Reynolds had a press conference for Deadpool 3.
Oh, yes, they did.
Ryan Reynolds did a shout out for Stray Kids. He basically said, "Stray Kids, I love Stray Kids."
Yes, he said
what
that.
What else could freaking point to that they're in the album? I mean, their album has to be like the OST for
There's something there. There
Deadpool.
Has to be.
There has to be. Like, it all links up. Like, why would they be coming around this time? Like, why is it all linking up perfectly for them?
I really think there's something. Aligning. I believe. I think there's something.
We'll find out in a few days.
We'll find out whenever the movie comes out.
No,
for sure.
But Waterbomb is happening soon.
Oh, for that part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So, but like, I meant like in general, everything.
The
movie's everything.
Coming out this month too, so we'll find out soon enough. That is it. I'm tapped out.
Good job, Haley. Yay, you made it. And whoever else is still here and tuning in, thank you for making it all the way here with us as well. Have a safe July 4th weekend if you're here in the U.S. If not, just have a safe
weekend
mm-hmm. life. Mm-hmm. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to like, hit that subscribe notification bell. Follow us on whatever podcast streaming platform you are tuning into. Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. If you want to send us a DM, please send it on Instagram. If you want to check out our old TikTok videos, it's the same, Permission to Stand Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to play that rhythm game, it's really fun. If you're a fellow Hybe stan like us, they have like almost all their artists. Still no Justice for Fromis. No.
They need To Us and Islet on there.
And they still don't have those new
and
groups.
And they also need to update Boy Next Door's songs. Please add the other songs from their new album.
They need to update a lot of stuff. They need to update their New Jeans shit too.
Yeah, that's
because I do not like
they
those remixes from New Jeans.
They don't have the new songs on
no,
there, right?
No, they need those. So don't forget to add me if you're going to do this. Do it.
Add us.
And thank you very much for tuning in. Until the next week. As always, please be safe and peace.
Take care and peace.
Take care.
Well.
I'm like ready to go. Take care and peace. Bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.